Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Bert Show.
So Wendy went not quite to Central America, but she went to Central Texas.
I did go to another country, the United States, Texas.
Yeah, right.
No, I went to hang out with my dad, brought my best friend with me to San Antonio, Texas. It's where I'm from, and my dad moved back there and built a beautiful home. It's about 25 minutes outside of Texas, so it's like the ranch-style home, and he's living the country lifestyle.
You mean San Antonio? Is that where outside? Of,
yeah. Mm-hmm, just outside San Antonio, mm-hmm. So it's 25 minutes. And my dad—
You didn't use the word country lifestyle.
No,
off
my
the
dad
air.
Is a full-blown redneck.
Okay.
And I mean, I have to come to terms with the fact that my dad is a redneck, and I'm gonna embrace it, because on the ranch, I mean, it's a beautiful home, the home's awesome, but you go to the backyard, all of a sudden you see this rope, and on the rope is a fox skin and then there's a squirrel skin, and I'm like, Dad,
well, you need coats in the winter.
It's a country squirrel. He's country. Does a lot of hunting, right?
First thing my dad thinks of when we wake up is getting his shotgun out and going to find the next squirrel that is on the porch. I'm like, Dad, we're not doing that. I'm on vacation. We're not shooting squirrels. And then he had to show off his tractor. He got a new tractor. So it's this bright orange tractor. So, of course, we have to go on a tractor ride to look for rocks. Yes,
we're looking for what?
Rocks.
Look for rocks, because he wants to put a brand new rock right there in the front yard. So, because he's painting on these rocks like the Texas flag, like one of them has that.
That's the most redneck thing you said.
Awesome.
That he is painting the Texas flag on the rock in his front yard.
There's
rock
one already
is a canvas.
Painted. There's one already painted, and then he's going to put the address on another one. I mean, he wants a.
Wow.
There's
that
a full
so
row,
cool.
row of rocks in the front of the house.
That
which is awesome.
It.
That's
I love
serious.
It. So, yeah, we got a tractor ride going to look for rocks, which was fun. Found some cactuses. My friend Lauren brought home some cacti because mm-hmm. she thought they were fascinating. I've seen them before. Not really a big deal.
Now, you knew this about your dad before. Like, this wasn't an epiphany, right? Or as you were getting older.
Well, seeing this dead skins on there that are all, like, they're just laying there.
It was a
there.
Little shocking.
It was a little much, because I was used to seeing, like, the deer heads. My dad's a hunter. I was used to seeing the deer heads hanging up in the house. But just to have a pair of antlers hanging out in the shed, I'm like, just
well, those
random.
Ones, they don't fit anywhere in the house. He's going to paint those the Texas
right.
colors.
There's just no point for them. So
does he have a Don't Mess With Texas bumper sticker on one of his trucks?
Oh, I'm sure.
Or everything's bigger in Texas mm-hmm. or something like that.
Well, he's got stars all over the house. Okay, you pull into the driveway. There's a star on two stars on the end of the driveway.
Like
just Texas stars.
Okay.
And then you go to the front of the driveway. There's two more stars. There's stars mm-hmm. on the patio. There's stars on the patio chair. There's stars on the door. There's one hanging above. There's stars in the lanterns. I mean, there's stars everywhere.
Does he have framed pictures of W anywhere in the house?
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, there's military stuff everywhere.
You will never find people from a state that are more prideful about their state than you will Texas.
Mm-hmm. And I love it. And the people there are awesome and so nice. We went horseback riding, got away for a little bit, got to go line dancing and two-stepping, and the guys there know how to dance.
Nice.
And they will ask you to dance. You don't have to do anything.
Nope.
You just have to simply walk into the club or the line dancing facility and just sit down, and a nice boy will come and ask you to dance.
Now, you said guys can dance in San Antonio, but you also said line dance. Is that really dancing?
Well, two-step in, when you go to two-step or you do the East Coast swing, like, that takes coordination.
Okay, so that's real. That gets, you get credit points right there for dancing if it's...
It's like country ballroom dancing. Okay. So, I mean, they know the steps, that's and funny. They're leading you. You feel like a girl. They present you on the dance floor, so they, like, give you a little twirl before they start teaching you to dance. And these are good-looking guys, and they're respectful. If you say no, they're just like, okay, thank you, and they walk away. Or they ask, can I buy you a drink for a dance? It's really sweet.
They're not like, why are you being a bitch, man?
No, they're not cussing at you.
I didn't ask you to marry me and say, let's dance.
Because I'm sure the woman's going to say, oh, yeah, you know, you're right. I'm sorry. Let me dance now.
Yeah, there's no affliction. There's no hair gel. They're cute in their cowboy hats. Some have the belt buckles going on. But there are some guys who are just dressed normal.
Do you think that if you lived down there for any amount of time that you'd be sick of that scene too, though?
No.
No.
I love the chivalry. They would do anything for girls down there. And I think that it's so awesome to see. Even going into a restaurant, people we didn't even know, guys we didn't even know would open doors or wait for us to come and open doors. It's just nice to see a nice guy raised right and respectful of women.
You know those
and
guys exist
everywhere.
They exist in Atlanta, too. You just don't seek them out.
I do seek them out.
No, you don't. You go to Boosh World. And you stand around and you wait for a Boosh to do that. And they don't. They're too busy making sure their hair looks good and... Their shirt's tight enough and their tan's okay.
But I think Wendy's right, though. I think that there's a different level of chivalry in Texas.
Really?
You're raised with manners there. I mean, because there's like military bases everywhere. There's Air Force. There's Army bases. And I think you just grow up with a different level of respect, which I loved and took in the entire time we were there. We just wanted to go out just so guys would be respectful and pull out our chairs and
show my friend how you do that respect thing.
I know. It was nice. It's like they didn't want anything from you but just to dance and teach you how to dance and treat you like a lady. They didn't want anything else at the end of the night. It was fascinating.
Well, they did.
Awesome.
But, yeah, of course they did. They're only gentlemen for so long.
Yes.
Did you meet anybody that you will stay in touch with?
I did meet one boy.
You did?
I did. If I lived there, I would have totally pursued him. I got his number, everything, and...
But see, if you lived there, you wouldn't have to pursue him because
he would actually pursue you.
See?
I know. I'm so bummed that I don't live there right now to go and have him pursue me and date him because he was perfect.
Show me this land of respectful men.
I'd love it.
Bring me to this land.
Love it.
Well, it's good to have everybody back again, man. Yes.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
All right, intern Bianca's up. Each one of our interns has their at mic music. And intern Bianca's is Rihanna. Bianca's loving the attention on one hand, but not the attention on another.
Okay.
It's always a little flattering, right? When somebody comes on to you, maybe a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
What's going on?
It's just at work, these old, and I mean very old guys, keep hitting on me.
Like 40.
No, higher.
Higher.
Like yes, 50, gray 60. Hair.
50.
Here at the 60.
You're talking about here at the radio station? Because he does that to everybody.
Oh, well, now I feel better now. Sorry, Bert.
I wasn't talking about Bert, but...
It applies there, too.
Yeah, good.
Where are you talking about? And I mean, is this a boss or is this just older?
Oh, no. Well, at my job, I'm pretty sure you're listening now.
Well, don't tell us where. Just tell us what kind of job it is.
Packets, mailboxes. Okay. We have mailboxes there. Can't really say too much.
So is there like other stuff like et cetera?
Yeah. No. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, so they're mailbox holders, and like when I notice they keep looking at me, but I'm a nice person. You know, we have to be nice and stuff. So they come in. This one guy, he gave me like $100 because I graduated from my broadcasting school. And he came the next week and kept giving me money. Like, he was like, oh, did I give you money for your graduation? I said, yes. He's like, okay, well, you can have it anyway.
Well, how did he even know?
Well,
he's just a customer,
well,
right?
Well, I've been working there for 5 years.
Okay.
So I know all the mailbox holders.
So. Okay. So you have regulars.
Yeah. Okay. They're all regulars. And then there are occasional people that walk in. But it's this look they give you when they walk in there, like, they double look like, oh, yeah, I'm coming over there. And then they just come with this walk like, yeah. So,
Well, I think that, I mean, the mentality is if I'm going someplace to do a postal transaction of some sort, I'm not really expecting, like, a hot young girl to help me. I'm expecting, like, you know, somebody, some old government employee who's seedy and doesn't really care to help me.
Yeah, like you're like some kind of superhero.
Yeah.
Like this is your day job. And
right.
As soon as you take the glasses and the mailbox, et cetera, uniform on, you're like saving kids and stuff.
She never said where it was, Bert.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, just mailbox.
So when these dudes come in and you're having these casual conversations with them, I mean, how many are we talking about these older guys hitting on you? Is it one? Is it two?
It's like seven.
Really?
That come in all the time.
And what do they say? Do they ask you out? Do they ask, well, actually they do ask little you out stuff on a date?
Like, this one guy was like, where's your wife? Because he always comes in here and talks about his wife. So I'm like, where's your wife at? Why does she never come here? He's like, oh, I don't have a wife. I said, oh, okay, I remember you talking about her. He's like, but I'm looking for one. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know, if you need help, you know, I'll help you look around for some people. He was like, no, I'm looking right here. And I was like, oh,
my God. That's creepy.
And you're how old?
And then 20.
20. Mm-hmm. So like 50-year-old dudes are coming on you.
It's disgusting. And I'm like, okay. You know, I can't be rude or nothing, but I don't flirt back with them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. It's like I'm a magnet for old pervs.
Is that pretty standard stuff? When does that happen to you all the time?
And it's with my sister, too. She's 25, and, you know, she's marrying a 47-year-old. Like, my mother, all my family, they older men, but I just can't get with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand that mentality. No. There's such a big gap in what you know and your knowledge between 60 years old and 20 years old. It's just creepy.
Well, I mean, I understand from the 50 or 60-year-old, the 20-year-old wants to be with, you know, sexually. You want to be with somebody young and all that.
Right.
But from the younger to the older thing, I just don't understand how y'all detach from that. I've never understood that.
I don't either.
Mm-mm.
Maybe we should.
I think by the time that I'm 60, I'm not going to want someone young. I'm going to be tired. So like,
you're going to want somebody 80.
Yeah. So I'd be okay with somebody who's right at the same level as me.
Well, I think older guys just want to know that they still got it. So they got to hit on the young thing to see if they can still get at that. And if they can, and if they can get to you, then that's what they're looking for.
Yeah. But watch how panicky he would become if you actually
said yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do they really expect the girls to say yes, or is it sort of just a fun game for them?
I don't know, man.
A cat, like, batting you around like catnip. Like, oh, I'm just going to play with her and have fun for a minute, whatever. But
what you talk about from the women's standpoint, I mean, he's handing you $100 bills. Yeah. I think for some women, they're like, well, a 22-year-old boy's not doing that to me, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, my boyfriend does, like. We go on trips like twice a year. I don't pay for anything. I'm glad he's here. You know,
and he's 48, right? Your boyfriend?
No, he's 21. Okay. Thank God. But
yeah, I don't know how you put
it. I have to tell you about this, Bert. This one mailbox holder, he comes in all the time, and I know he's listening. I love you if you're listening. You're the coolest person, but he comes in all the time, and we're trying to hook him up with another mailbox holder. So, we're trying to play matchmaker for them.
Hey, why don't
so
you
they don't
take
come,
a,
great.
So why don't
you take a look at
on me,
at
so.
Box 208, if you know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, he comes in, and I'm trying to hook him up with this white lady, right? He says, no, I like sisters. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I'm like, okay, what kind? He was like, you know, like, he starts pointing. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm trying to help you out here, and you're trying to hit on me.
And again, he's how old?
He's really old. He has to be 66. Oh, I know. He's listening.
I don't think it goes. I wonder if it never goes away. Like, if it doesn't matter if you're 66, 76, or 16, just that you want to be attractive to a woman never goes away.
I hope.
Are you taking those $100 bills as they're coming to you, by the way?
Huh?
Yeah, you are.
Are you taking those $100?
Not all of them.
Yes, you are.
Not all of them.
How many have you turned down?
I would take them.
About two.
How many is he giving you total?
Huh? He only gave me like
you're wearing headphones. Don't pretend you didn't hear.
This is The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, Melissa Carter, you're going to have to guide me through this because all I saw on the schedule was Melissa Carter has joined a high school marching band, and I thought, creeper.
Okay, first of all, don't insult me, okay, because I'm just supporting the arts. But no, I...
Well, when a 30-something-year-old woman wants to go back to high school to join that, I mean, if it's a guy, you're like, creeper.
Well, first, I appreciate you calling me 30-something this week. But no,
Two more days,
you can say that. It was last year sometime. It was after the holidays. This is what happened. So we, my mother and I for years had watched the Rose Bowl parade. So it was when we were gone on vacation and all the, bowl games were going on. And when we got back, I had said that one of the things I want to do on my bucket list sometime before I die, I want to attend the Rose Bowl parade because I just think it's
And now that you're looking at 40 years old, that bucket list really seems a little bit bigger today, doesn't
it? I'm hoping I make it to 40. All my life I thought I'm not going to make it to 40, so I still haven't made it to Thursday yet, but I'm getting close. So, the Tournament of Roses parade, if you've never seen it, or I mean, you've heard of it, Rose Bowl, and each bowl has a parade, but theirs is a unique one because it's the first bowl and it's the first parade, and it's also everything is organic in the parade. So all the floats have to be made from organic materials. So I just think
that's
that is
cool.
So creative and so neat. So I happen to say on air that there is someday I want to go to the Rose Bowl parade. Okay, so that's where it started. Well,
to see it.
Yeah. I want to be in Pasadena. I want to see the Rose Bowl parade. Well, it ends up that one of our own marching bands is actually going to be in the Rose Bowl parade in 2011. And I'm talking about Central Carroll High School in Carrollton.
Now,
okay.
How exclusive is something like that?
It's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal.
Is it?
They mm-hmm. can, because I forgot how many schools had, because we have Central Carroll High School. We have some representatives of the marching band here today. And how many schools apply to be in the Rose Bowl Parade and how many are actually in it from high schools around the country?
There were over 100 across the country that apply for it, and we're one of 12 high school bands in the United States, so we're selected.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Wow. And is that all based on like a video audition or... How is that done?
Yeah, we sent in a video. It's about a year in the process. We sent in a video application that covered everything about our band program, our community, our school. Sent in videos, audio recordings of the band, letters of recommendation, references from all over.
Is it a little? It's got to be a little bit like when you call a radio station to be caller 100. You do it, but you don't ever really think you're going to get through, right?
Exactly.
And then you get this acceptance letter in the mail or something. You're wow!
It was pretty awesome when we got the phone call.
I bet. Okay.
Now, I did not. So I found out that Central Carroll High School was going to the Rose Bowl Parade, not because I was being a creeper or going and searching out. But no, they actually heard me say that on air and actually contacted me and offered me a position in their band so that I could be in the Rose Bowl Parade with them. Okay.
Literally
so cool.
Playing in the band?
In the band, yes. And the stipulation was that they got to choose the instrument for me. So when we talked about it last time, I don't know what instrument I'm going to play. And one of the reasons they're here today is to tell me what instrument I'm going to be purchasing and I'm going to be learning this year so that come New Year's Day, I can be in Pasadena in the Rose Bowl Parade with them.
Why don't they have you sing?
I'm sorry for your girlfriend because she has to listen to you practice all year.
Yeah,
regardless
totally.
Of what instrument it is, it's going to sound like a dog dying. At least at first. At least at first.
I mean, let's play for you in December and it'll be like bird singing. It'll be beautiful.
Well, let's embrace this for a second because you're not just going out there to see the parade. You're actually going to march with these guys in the parade.
Yes, I will be on the street with Central Carroll High School.
Are you going to get the uniform? And everything. Luke, is she going to get the uniform?
No.
They've got Central Carroll pride. They're not doing that.
They're like, we worked too hard for this to ruin it with her. This is funny, but.
So where are you going to hide her? Like, I mean, if she's not going to be in your uniform, is she like going to be in the front, in the middle somewhere? How do you hide her?
Well, you sound like I'm huge. Like, you sound like...
I mean, these are experienced kids, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime, and you're going to be in it, so...
There's a whole bunch of coordination. What do you think would be best, for her to be in the front or the back?
We could put her in the lion costume.
There you go.
Now that is a fantastic idea.
Right. But it would be hard for me to manipulate the instrument if I was
paws.
In with my lion
without
paws.
A thumb.
You were furry. Yeah. Without opposable thumbs. Yes.
Right. So you, I mean, Luke, you got to take this very seriously. You've probably been playing instruments your entire life here, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So Melissa here can't just come in and take this lightly. She's got to take it very, very seriously.
Yeah, pretty much.
See, yeah, Luke's very intimidating. I mean, he's giving me the eye. See, he's going to be my coach. But, yeah, I mean, I do take it. I don't know why you don't think I take it seriously.
Well, there's so much coordination. Y'all have to be in sync, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, on the beat while playing an instrument that you have to have memorized because you can't have a script of music in front of you. So you have to memorize the song, too, all of that together.
I've been practicing walking for a long time. I can do this. I can kick step roll. I can do that.
Melissa, you fell off a curb at Disney World and broke your ankle six months ago.
That's in the past, Jeff. That's in the past. Let it go.
It's going to have to be an instrument that's so big. It has to be like a salt shaker or some kind of one of those little things, a little triangle.
It is a cowbell.
It is up to Central Carroll High School what I'm going to play in the Rose Bowl Parade.
All right, so this is a very important decision here because it has to be something that she can obviously pick up. So what do you got, Luke?
She's going to be playing trombone.
Trombone!
That's like, wait. That's like, and that's...
That's sliding.
That's major,
cool.
though, right? I mean, it takes some
it's
people...
It's like a brass instrument? Fun?
That's tough.
Come on, it's like a jazz band instrument. It's cool.
That's like a really big part of the band, right?
Yeah, that's the best part of the band.
Yeah, 76 trombones part. Lead the big parade.
Is that why? Why do you say that? Is that what you play?
Yeah.
This is the best part.
So you're going to be her coach for the next year or whatever on trombone. Dude, that's...
Woo! I'm excited.
I'm nervous for
that's
you.
That's a tough instrument.
Because imagine, I mean, like, they're allowing me to be part of the Rose Bowl Parade for them, but imagine my career after that. This could be the beginning of a whole new musical career
Your
for me.
Career? Name one professional tromboner.
You just want it. These are high school kids.
She could start races. Oh no, that's a bugle.
Because that's gonna be your.
This is the most ironic moment that we have ever had on the show. The fact that Melissa is gonna be a tromboner.
Yeah, I know.
Is the most ironic moment we've had in 9 years.
Guest in the studio.
Well, and that will be your nickname, just so you know, from now until I don't know you anymore.
Well, I am proud to play trombone with the Central Carroll High School Marching Band.
You're going to have a new one, right? Not an
yes,
old one?
Yes, I'm going to get it today. I will have a brand new trombone.
Not a rusty one.
And I will begin to play
trombone.
This. I mean, you know what? Y'all can just make jokes all you want, Peanut Gallery. But I am taking this seriously. And I will practice all year. And by January 1st, I'm going to be great.
Do you know how to read music or anything like that yet?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No. All right, Luke, are you going to be her tutor, like after school?
Sure.
This is a big deal. I mean, I'm assuming you just can't pick up a trombone and just emulate, copy somebody that's next to you. This is going to take
especially
a lot of practice.
Melissa.
Yeah. Yeah, she's never been a tromboner before.
That is true.
This is going to be difficult.
That is true. But I can do it. It's a challenge. I can take this.
All right. Good luck for that. Now,
have you noticed that Melissa has unusually short arms?
I don't. But I will. You know what? I'm happy to let you see my progress as the year goes on.
Okay, so that's our starting point.
Sure
so
is.
I think today you got to go out and get the trombone.
Yes.
You got to come in here tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And just give us our first sample.
Okay.
So at least we'll have something to compare it to at the very end before you get to.
I don't know why Central Carroll's laughing right now.
Where do you get
yes.
a trombone?
I don't know. People can email me about music stores in the Sandy Springs area.
Ask Luke. He plays trombone. Where do you get that?
Just a music store.
Do you have an extra one?
No.
Not for her to use. All right. So when is her first official rehearsal with you guys?
They'll be discussing it with me after the show.
These guys are so casual about it.
I know. They're not. Yeah, they're not nervous.
I have a feeling they're going to tell Melissa the flight leaves on December 29th when it really leaves on December 28th.
Yes.
Right. That's how I think it's all going to come down.
Melissa, why don't you represent us in the Alamo Bowl and we'll do the Rose Bowl by ourselves.
Didn't you know the Rose Bowl is in Texas?
You're going to be like Baton Bob walking through Midtown, but with a trombone.
Where's my trombone?
You're going to be Tromboner Melissa.
All right, Central Carroll, thank you very much for allowing Melissa Carter this opportunity. That's huge, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, my bandmates, and congratulations for being in the Rose Bowl, which I will be in Pasadena with them then.
It's awesome.
Congratulations,
Central Carroll High School.
All right, tomorrow morning you bring the trombone, and we'll see where our starting point is.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
One morning we asked, look, if you got a random text and you don't know who it came from, go ahead and tell us about the text and then give us the phone number. And what we'll do is we will call that number after the show and we'll find out what the story was behind the text, because obviously it wasn't intended for you.
Right.
And that's when Leslie called us.
I got a text about 3 weeks ago, and it was a number that I didn't recognize. It was a 678 area code, and it just said, "It's not all about you. Leave it alone."
Ooh.
And I was like, "What is this?" So I texted back. I was just like, "Huh? Who is this?" And all that I got back was, "Seriously."
Okay, so at that point, she's like a lot of you guys that have just received a random text. You know it wasn't meant for you, but the story behind it is so intriguing that you'd really like to know where it came from. So she gave me her phone number, and after the show, I called that text number, and it turned out that the random text wasn't so random. It was one of her coworkers. So this is part of the conversation I had with the coworker.
You know, I can't really go into any detail, but basically, you can just let her know, or she's probably listening right now, that, you know, it's not a good idea to backstab your fellow coworkers. It will come back to you. And she knows what, she absolutely knows what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That seemed almost threatening. She knows.
And she knows what she's doing.
Absolutely.
Wasn't there like a threatening tone at the end of that call, like, it's going to get worse next time? Didn't she say something like that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
But when we got Leslie back on, the original caller, she was claiming she had no idea what this thing was all about.
There's this convention in London in the next couple months. There's this new guy there who's like really smooth, and it seems like he might be the one getting to go to this convention.
Do you want to go to the conference, and you've been pitching so that you could go?
Well, yeah. I mean, all that I've done is vented to one coworker. So I really have no idea who this person is who is so vindictive.
All right, so that's where it stands right now. So Leslie's on hold, and while Joanne is still looking for caller 100 here, was that voice disguised?
Yeah.
It was? Hey, Leslie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm dying to know what happened. The day that you went into work and everybody sort of knew what was going on, it must have been so tense.
There's been some developments.
Okay.
Well, I ended up taking, someone gave me the advice to call the number. And so I did that. There was no answer. There was like a generic voicemail. And I kept doing it, and I tried again a couple of days later, and the number was just disconnected. Just doesn't exist anymore. Hmm. So I ended up sending out this bulk email to everyone at the office saying, like, you know, look, guys, you probably all know at this point about what's been happening. I'm sure you've heard me on the radio. I just wish that whoever is responsible for this would come forward and just talk with me directly.
Oh, you know? Wow. Now, you said this is a small office or a large office?
It's a large office.
Okay.
And not to interrupt, but it wasn't the advice to call while you were at work to see if somebody's phone would ring in the office.
Right. Yes.
Is that when you did it?
Which I did, but I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Okay. So you send out this bulk email, and even those that didn't know what was going on now know what's going on. Okay.
Right. And I actually ended up getting into some trouble for sending that email with human resources. They called me in and they sort of told me that I need to keep this drama out of the workplace, blah blah blah. but you know, I just wanted to get to the bottom of this because it was sort of getting to my head. And then after this happened, I started getting texts from random phone numbers just taunting me almost, saying things like, "We're watching you," and you know, you better be careful. Like almost threatening.
That's bullying. Did you report that to human resources?
No, I mean I don't even know what to do now because it feels like there's nobody on my side here, and I don't know if they're coming from, if now there's like a lot of people who are in on this or what, because there's all these random numbers now, several different phone numbers.
That's so, just weird.
So this isn't a work problem though anymore, though, is it? I mean, this is...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
It's
I mean,
a petty
yeah,
work
sort
problem.
It feels like it's... like a stalker problem.
Well, what I can't believe is you didn't go back to human resources and say, look, you know, I understand about the email that I sent out, but here's some drama in the office too, because I'm getting bullied. I mean, you're getting bullied by people in the office.
Yeah.
And they're listening.
Yeah, but, you know, maybe it's someone on the end, maybe it's someone in human resources. You know, I don't know who's on my side.
Well, I mean, it's petty because they're listening. Whoever's doing this is listening,
and they're gonna start sending you messages as soon as you get off the radio.
Yeah, right. that's cowardly. Yeah. You know, I mean, you don't even know what's going on. You're getting these text messages. You're getting bullied. I mean, I don't know.
You really are getting bullied. Like, yeah. I never really knew what sort of like the definition of being bullied at work is, but this is certainly one of them.
Definitely. I mean, can you just change your phone number? I mean, I know that's a pain with everybody
I certainly thought about that. It seems crazy to have to do that, but if it goes on like this, I might have to.
Well, the problem there is that you're still going to have to give your phone number to somebody at work.
Right.
I just don't know who's behind this.
Well, why not call those numbers that you're getting the text from?
Well, I have called a few of them and just gotten nothing. I don't know if they're like, if these are like... I don't know if people are just like calling from random phones or what, or texting from random phones.
There's websites where you can set up fake numbers and stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
It's just...
I think we now know where they came from.
I think if you continue to respond or you call the numbers back or whatever, it just sort of fuels the fire. I think you have to be kind of the bigger person at this point and just start hitting delete all the time.
Yeah, because they're cowards.
Send them to your spam.
Hope I think kind of fades away.
That may be the only way, really, to take away that power is to ignore it entirely.
Absolutely, because I'll drive them nuts.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I think what would happen if you ignored them is they'll get worse for a little while because they're demanding attention.
Right, yeah. But if they don't get any response from it, it's going to become boring.
Then they got to go away, right?
So unimpressive.
Yeah, just forget about it. Just stop talking about it, you know?
Yeah.
Here's Kathy with some advice for you. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, on the website, there are several sites you can go to that do reverse number lookups, including for cell phones, and you can find out who the cell phone numbers belong to. And that would make it easier to go to human resources with names.
Those things never work.
Do those work for like let's say somebody went out and got just a pay phone, you know, like a phone that you pay for as you go along?
No, not usually, because you don't have to sign up for those. But a lot of times people aren't that smart and they just use their cell phone.
Yeah, I think I would, because they're they're winning if you feel like you can't trust anybody in the office. Like when you said, oh, I don't know who's behind this. I don't even know if human resource. Just like they're saying, be a bigger person and do the proper channels. Go through. I cannot believe you have not gone to human resources and said, look, this is what's going on. I don't know what this is. But it's obviously somebody that's threatened by you, so you shouldn't turn around and be threatened by them.
It's an HR problem because it really is creating tension at work for you. I mean, you don't know where the messages are coming from, but you feel like it's a follow-up to somebody that you know is from work. So it's creating problems at work. So it is an HR problem. Mm-hmm. Even if you go and you just report the numbers and what's happening, it's still something.
Yeah.
I would put it down on paper, and I would if you go talk to HR, I would follow it up with an email so that you have something in writing that's date-stamped.
Right.
I think that you're right about that. I think I was just sort of tentative because I had gotten in trouble with them about the whole thing. I just wanted to deal with it myself. But, I mean, at this point, I need, you know.
Well, at least from their perspective, they could see why you would send that email out now.
Right.
You know?
And yeah. I mean, it's gotten a little bit crazy.
Even if you go to human resources and you tell them what's going on and it gets back to whoever it is at work that you went to HR and they may continue to text message you knowing that it's bothering you, but after a while, it's going to go away if you just ignore it.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Yeah.
That's so silly.
And if you find out who it is, let us know because Melissa will go up behind him with her new trombone.
That's right. Exactly.
Nothing will shut somebody up like a trombone to the ear.
It's community service.
All right, Leslie, thanks for the follow-up. Appreciate it. Good luck at work, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Melissa, let's take a deep breath here. You ready?
Yes.
You ready to get into this?
I'm ready.
All right. So if you weren't listening to the show yesterday, let me just quickly recap a conversation that we had in the 8 o'clock hour that really upset a whole bunch of Burt Show listeners, specifically owners of pit bulls. Yesterday, I said that I went to the dog park in Piedmont Park over the weekend, and I was really upset by the amount of dogs that were dog aggressive and the owners weren't doing anything about it.
Right.
Like the dog would attack another dog. The owner would get their aggressive dog, stop it for a second, then let him off the leash again when the dog got in a fight again. It happened two or three different times. I saw three fights. Two of them had to do with pit bulls over the weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the initial conversation was really me begging the Piedmont Park Conservatory that the next time they open up this dog park, which I think is in a couple of weeks, is to have some kind of monitor in there. Someone that can say, look, because you obviously can't spot your own dog that's being aggressive, that your dog's aggressive, you got to get out of here. Take off, see in a couple of weeks or whatever. So that was my suggestion. And then we started having a side conversation about pit bulls. And I specifically said, you know, two of the three fights that I saw were pit bulls, and I'm weary of pit bulls. Pit bulls.
That's
what they need to have cut off.
That's after 8:30.
So, Yeah, I just, you know, I've gone to dog parks my entire life, and I'm going to read some emails that we got from very upset pit bull owners yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I have gone to dog parks my entire life, and I can unequivocally say that I see pit bulls more aggressive than other breeds. Sure, from time to time, a Doberman will go after another dog. From time to time, a poodle will go after another dog. I've seen my breed, English bulldogs. You know, you get your alpha dogs together, there are going to be fights.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that in my experience, that pit bulls always seem to be like looking for it. They just got this attitude like, who's next? Mm-hmm. And then let's go.
Right. And then my comment was that I felt that, and I have owned a Doberman, I have owned an aggressive dog. And from my perspective, one of the reasons I purchased this Doberman or adopted her is because she was a Doberman. And I was new to Atlanta, and I needed a good guard dog. So I wanted a dog that had an aggressive nature. I chose a Doberman. My comment yesterday was that dogs, and I included German Shepherds, Doberman, Rottweiler in this, as well as Pit Bulls. But owners of these dogs going in, if you chose that breed, you have done it. So one of the purposes is so that it'd be a good guard dog. You know its aggressive nature. You know its protective nature. And so
That statement right there was really started the firestorm.
That is what I got all the emails on, because I had insulted pit bull owners and pit bulls.
How is that insulting, though?
I am confused on why that's insulting.
There's nothing insulting about what either Bert or Melissa said. Like Bert said that I've seen a lot of dog fights, and more than half of them involve, or whatever your statistic was, with them, a lot of them involve pit bulls, more mm-hmm. pit bulls than any other individual breed. And Melissa said that the owners of pit bulls select those dogs because they have a protective and aggressive nature. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, nobody said that if you own a pit bull, you're a bad person and deserve to rot in hell.
Right. Or that pit bulls
should be banned from the earth.
Are bad dogs. No.
Nobody ever
like that.
Said that, but the emails that came in were, right. Woo!
Now, what might have, I mean, because both Bert and I yesterday did say that neither one of us would own a pit bull. Mm-mm. Like, I did say that I don't think I would own a pit bull. What I should have added to that is I also am not a big fan of small dogs. Like, it's the same as saying a small dog barks more often than a big dog. I don't think that is going against what you normally see. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big fan of small dogs. I like big dogs. And why? Because I like to feel protected. I like big dogs in my house. So, but with pit bulls, yes, it's just a breed that I personally would not own. But that may have been what people misinterpreted as me saying, if you're a pit bull, then you're dumb.
And know
that's
this,
not what I said.
Melissa does own a big dog for protection, but if you have a strobe light, you can throw it into a seizure pretty quickly and totally rob her entire house.
Oh, GG.
This email says,
and Sully would just lick them to death.
But in theory,
but big.
Melissa's house.
But they're big.
Yeah.
This one says, Melissa mentioned that people get pits because they're aggressive. Not true! Capital letters. Not
right.
true!
Okay.
I rescued mine from abusive owners, and now they are therapy dogs. They go to nursing homes as therapy dogs and are very well behaved. And what about Cesar Millan's dogs? He and Daddy, and now Junior, who he uses to tame other dogs. Did you know that Helen Keller had a pit bull as a therapy dog? Or that the dog in The Little Rascals is a pit? And by Melissa's Seriously. Reasoning about people wanting pits because they're aggressive, Rachel Ray, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Thomas Edison, very aggressive guy. Thomas Edison.
I'm not calling the owners aggressive. And I guarantee Rachel Ray, if she has a pit bull, feels protected at home if somebody rings her bell and the pit bull is barking.
Melissa's statement is no different than saying that people who get those little purse dogs, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Did
yep,
not
yep
get
dogs.
That dog, get a little yippy dog, mm-hmm. did not get that dog for its protective nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
If you get a dog that whose maximum weight is less than my cat, you did not buy that dog to protect you in the
right,
event someone
right.
comes through the window of your house.
Right.
There's and no yap yap dog owner is going to call up and go, I can't believe you would say that.
Well, I'm sure I'll get those emails today. But I'm also fascinated by the people who talk about their dogs being sweet. Well, I hope they're sweet in your home because you're the alpha and you have a dog in your home. Of course, they're going to be sweet to their family. That's the point of having
right.
the dog in your home. So I don't dispute that the dog can be sweet. I don't dispute rescuing a dog from an abusive environment. I think is wonderful. I think that's fantastic. But in general, mm-hmm. people are familiar with pit bulls being mm-hmm. an aggressive breed.
And I got a bunch of emails yesterday from people said, let me bring my pit bull into your studio and I'll show you how sweet it is.
Yeah, yes. That's okay. No,
yeah,
that's all right.
A, I'm okay. But no. B, your dog might be fine in this atmosphere. When I have seen pit bulls be aggressive, it's when there are 20, 30 other dogs running around. Mm-hmm. They're off the leash, and they're more aggressive, in my opinion, than I have seen other breeds.
And you have to acknowledge that Bert didn't say your pit bull is a bad dog. Right. He said that when he observes group dog environments, the majority of the dogs that cause trouble are pit bulls. There is a reason that they are the fighting dog. Like, that wasn't there. There is a very specific reason that Michael Vick didn't have French poodles. You know what I mean?
And
you got to acknowledge that. Like, it's a fact.
It wasn't golden retrievers.
Right.
Well, let me dispute the golden retriever
thing. He wasn't running around with a bunch of, they found a bunch of Pomeranians behind his property in West Virginia.
I am a 90-pound mother of three and can tell you why I own the dogs I own. These are pit bulls, because they are intelligent and incredibly loving dogs. I grew up with a pit bull, and I have to tell you that in temp tests, that the most likely dog to bite is a golden retriever.
All right. Well, last night I was at home watching television. Katie, one of her best friends, is a pediatric nurse, and she was over last night, and they happened to have a side conversation because they had taken our dogs for a walk for exercise last night. They came home. They were just having a conversation. So dogs was the center of the conversation because, I mean, that's what they had just done. So, and pit bulls came up in the conversation. I don't remember how they did. Now, Katie's best friend, I mean, certainly did not give specifics because she's not allowed to. But I did ask the question. So since you're bringing up pit bulls and we're talking about this, how long have you been a nurse? And she's like, I've been a nurse for 12 years. And I said, so in your experience, when you have seen children come, because she's pediatric, so she specializes in children, I said, when you've seen children come in with dog injuries, what is the breed that you see the most? And she said to me that in her 12 years of experience, that it's the pit bulls, and that she does not remember seeing, because she usually works in the trauma units, that she has not seen severe injuries from a dog of any other breed but pit bulls. Then she went on to explain,
that's a strong statement.
But she went on to explain the reason for that is not because pit bull necessarily is the most aggressive dog. It is because pit bulls don't let go. That pit bulls have these massive jaws, and that when they grab, they don't let go.
They lock.
They lock, and that's what causes so much of the injury. So they don't bite and let go like a warning shot. Once they get you, they're not going to let go.
So there are other dogs that are biting, but they're letting go.
But they're letting go, and not the pit bull.
It's a nip, maybe, more.
Now,
than...
And people are going to be mad about that, but this is someone who has 12 years of practicing medicine,
right,
and in her one view has seen these injuries. And so, again, the commentary is that they have an aggressive nature. And she did mention, she said that it was years ago that they were called a nanny dog, that pit bulls were considered, you know, like good around children and protective of children. And then she said she's not sure why in the past 20 years there has been a change, whether it's inbreeding, whether it's like Jeff brought up, you know, a lot of the fighting that camps that are going on that are focusing on pit bulls. But that is what she's seen. And so I said, well, I mean, and that was completely, she did not even hear our conversation yesterday.
Here's Carly. Hey, Carly, good morning. You're on
Q100. Hi.
Hey.
That was my email. I am the 90-pound mother of three.
Oh, hey, 90-pound mother of three. What's up?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to call in and say that I really felt like yesterday you guys were speaking not from basic knowledge of the breed, but basically going on about how they, I'm sorry, I'm trying to drive in traffic. I'm probably going to kill myself.
That would be bad.
Basically,
well, your dog's going to do it eventually, so.
Oh, you're so funny, Jeff.
And you don't get it either.
It was sort of implied that pit bulls were human aggressive, and they're not.
Well, I can tell, Carly, I don't know about human aggressive. Here's what I can tell you, because I've seen it with my own eyes, in my own experience, that more often when I'm in dog parks, the dogs that are getting into fights, I've seen this with my own eyes, are pit bulls. So I'm not completely talking out of with no experience.
And Melissa just told a story about the scale of injuries versus with pit bull bites versus other dog bites. So,
but that was from one nurse's opinion.
Of 12 years experience.
12 years experience.
And it wasn't
and
just one incident.
I understand that. But the fact is that they are not human aggressive dogs.
But then they're dog-aggressive dogs.
You love pit bulls.
They may be dog-aggressive, but that is that's part of their temperament. And they shouldn't be in dog parks.
That's what Bert was trying to say.
Why did you send the email disputing Bert when you're agreeing with him?
I'm not saying that they are aggressive to humans. You guys imply that they are aggressive to humans. Jeff just said, I wouldn't have to kill myself because my dogs probably will.
Well, you made a joke then, but what did we say yesterday?
To humans. And not all of them are aggressive to dogs, but it's not against their original, you know, there's a standard for each breed.
Yeah, of course.
And being dog aggressive is part of their standard. Now, I know some amazing and staffs and pit bulls.
Yeah, Carly,
that
I think you
love
got,
other dogs.
I think you got a little twisted yesterday. We were talking about the dog parks. I don't even know that human aggressive was even part of the conversation.
I think that
she's
interpreting what I said about using them as guard dogs for your home.
Yes, because they are not guard dogs.
Yeah,
they're not in the slightest.
I think they are.
Carly, just reading from something from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention here in Atlanta, 238 people were killed by dogs in a 24-year-old study, and 32% of them were killed by pit bull dogs.
Were the rest of them? Because I've looked at that study myself.
The next highest number of fatalities was 44 fatalities. That's about half the percentage, and that was Rottweilers. So one-third of the people killed by dogs in a 24-year-old study were killed by pit bulls.
Now the Rottweiler people are calling. Call the CDC. Don't call us.
I have no problem with pit bulls. I have no problem with Rottweilers, Dobermans, German Shepherds. I have no problem with that. But, I mean, I wish that Carl was here today because Carl, when he was trying to find a dog to protect his home, one of the breeds he was thinking about was a pit bull.
And his wife said no because they have three kids.
He acknowledged that it's a dangerous dog.
Right.
So I mean, I know that the last caller grew up with pit bulls. Of course, when you grow up with the breed, you're protective and sensitive about that. And I think people were incredibly sensitive about our conversation yesterday. But the general population's view, whoever's fault it is, if you consider it somebody's fault, but their perception of pit bulls as being an aggressive breed, and for some, the most aggressive breed.
That's going to be and I know you pit bull owners do not like that brand, but that's going to be a tough one to shake for y'all, because I mean, listen to the statistics Jeff just rattled off.
I think you should. I mean, I hope that you're organizing to fight the Michael Vicks of the world, because they're the ones that have helped add to this reputation.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And we don't have anything against you. You don't have to write and say you never listen and we hate you. Whatever.
We having a pit bull.
We're just. Bert made an observation. Melissa made an observation. I read a statistic. Leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to dial on your radio. Feel free to use it if you want. But I'm pretty sure that Vicky's getting into a pretty intense Rottweiler Doberman conversation.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.